Fast Walkers is an exciting documentary, technically superior, and it's appearing at selected theaters in high definition. We have the DVD for sale for only $19.95 plus shipping at shopjerrypippin.com. Our guest, Bruce Jessup from Germany, Robert Miles from Arizona. I want to ask both of you a couple of questions, but get a perspective. You're in Germany. You've lived there for some time, right, Bruce?
Yes, I have, yeah. I've been here close to 15 years in Europe now.
And, of course, Miles is in another foreign country, Arizona. And... no, it's one of my favorite places, as Miles knows, so I can kid about that. But what about the UFO perspective in general in Europe and in Germany?
I think there's a lot less disbelief on this side and acceptance of it than there is on the North American continent. That's the sense that I have, you know, having lived, you know, for a substantial amount of time on both ends of the, those both ends of the world. And people are certainly very receptive to these possibilities. There's been a tremendous amount of sightings, but again, the mainstream plays it down, but not as brutally.
As they do here.
No.
Miles, in Arizona and New Mexico, lots of unusual events occur, but it seems to me that probably there's a healthy dose of skepticism still in that area.
Well, there's skepticism, but you know, it's amazing. As I talk to people, and I heard yesterday just a recent poll that something like 85% of the people in the United States now believe in UFOs. As I run into people, there's very, very few of them that don't feel that they're real. Many people think they're, you know, early. Some of the early things were government craft, you know, and there was.
Well, of course, in your DVD, you point out this thing goes back centuries.
Oh, absolutely.
That's correct. Yeah.
Thousands of years, and I did want you to know that within the DVD we cover, you know. We cover the subject, the entire subject, and including why this might be going on, Jerry. I mean, we do present the information that there is a grand scheme behind all this.
And speaking of grand schemes, and we're almost out of time here, but it's no secret, and I don't want to get into real political discussion here, but obviously both of you, and the objective is of this DVD and Safe Space is for humanity to live in harmony, right?
Correct.
It seems to me that you're a place where the object reared its ugly head tens of years ago, back in the 30s and 40s. And now it appears the same thing's happening in the United States.
A lot of close parallels right now.
Yeah, and so what I'm getting at is, what is your sense of the overall population in Germany and the political situation? Are they for living in harmony, the majority of people?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons that I live over here, is that the quality of life is far superior to what it is in North America, and that includes, you know, Canada as well. And I know the United States quite well. I've had the great pleasure to travel to 48 of your 50 states, met a huge amount of great, great people over the years, absolutely loved the nature and, you know, some of the great cities. But I have to admit that over the last 30 years that it's...
It's getting more intense. I'm going to be nice about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be diplomatic here as I'm speaking on behalf of Germany, perhaps. Having said that, no, the quality of life here is absolutely great. People are really, really nice.
I have a good conservative, or he was a good conservative friend, and he went on vacation to Germany. And he'd always thought America was the best place in the world and the most wonderful place. And don't misunderstand me, folks. I'm not saying America stinks. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he came back
and was flabbergasted about how the quality of life in Germany was very good.
Yeah. And I, if I may add to it, I've been to about 50 countries, so I have a little bit of a possibility to gauge the quality of life in these various places. As a photographer, I was able to travel quite a lot on different jobs, etc. And I have to admit that if you ask me where would you live if there were no, money is no object or whatever the situation, well, I'm living there. So.
And Miles, you're not gonna move to Germany. You still like Arizona. You haven't given up on it, right?
Oh no, I haven't given up on it at all. As a matter of fact, I love the United States. But we do have plans for ongoing production. Bruce is setting up a nice 3,000 square foot production facility there in Lubeck for the Safe Space team to carry on with our next intelligence briefing. So I will be spending time in Germany as well as traveling around the world, meeting interesting and exciting.
Now, actually, in defense, Bruce, we're Robert Miles lives in Arizona. It's no longer, in my opinion, the rough and woolly place it used to be of folklore. Pretty sophisticated people out there in the mountains and the desert, Robert.
You bet there are. Some of them are coming forward. Some of them have retired from government service and from a different intelligence agency. And you'd be amazed, Jerry. I walked into my local computer shop, and the first thing the guy said after he heard about my little project that we've been working on was, I want to introduce you to someone that's retired from the government and wants to disclose all the information about the UFOs and the cover-ups and the secret meetings they attended.
Well, are you still having talks with him?
You bet. Yeah, we...
Don't forget about your old buddy Jerry. Yeah. this is an English-only version, or do you have a...
Not this time. It's English-only. We wanted to get it out to the largest possible market, but they will be going to various TV stations and... translated or subtitled.
So basically, this is, even though we kind of got on a provincial note here at the end, this is really a worldwide operation, UFOs and disclosure. Wouldn't we all agree to that?
Yeah, and I think more importantly, that it affects everybody's lives every day.
And regardless of where you live, folks, you can order that DVD and we'll get it to you. Order it right on the net. That's one of the wonderful things about the internet.
Yeah, it's great. Without it, this wouldn't have been possible.
Anything you guys want to close with? I've pretty well covered it. I mean, the DVD, the documentary is fantastic. The subject matter is great. You have lots of great material for future things. You're not sitting around and living off of what you've done. You're still inquiring.
Well, it continues, and as I said, we've already made plans for. Other disclosures that will link directly to the UFO phenomena. As I mentioned earlier on, it's going to go full circle, and it'll always point back to that. That's where, to a great degree, the physical source of this existence here points to.
And I think my final word on the thing, Jerry, is that Fast Walkers is the kind of a film that you can show to somebody without having to apologize, first of all, for the quality. The hard work and the dedication of people like Bruce and Anthony, the director, and the animators make it a first-class presentation. And then secondly, the content was put into the film in such a way as it's kind of a gradual progression in some ways, but it takes people on the adventure of what's really going on out there, and then I think ultimately in the end presents the dilemma of what happens if we don't do something, and also the alternative is if we do, if we work together, we can create a better world.
I'm going to end this on a family note. Bruce, Erica did a great job as a host, and Miles, your son Anthony, he's a pretty talented fellow.
Sure is, Jerry. He's working on a lot of film productions, both Hollywood and in the greater Phoenix area.
Yeah, the guy's been tremendous. I'd like to thank him personally on the air, if you would allow me, Jerry. He really went above and beyond the call of duty, and he's a real warrior. So thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, and Story and also the animator, Matt, and Zoe up in Canada, and the rest of the team worldwide who've contributed pictures. And
yeah, Pete, Utah, you know, everybody's, it was really a team effort, and it was great. It was good fun. It was my first experience. Robert, naturally, and Anthony have had years and years of experience. This was my first experience in this. It was a lot of fun, and as I said, it's probably the work of putting 50, 60 magazines together, but so be it. I enjoyed it.
Well, I tell you what, Robert, I got a surprise for you. We have Anthony on the phone, your son, on the line from Phoenix. Anthony, say hello to Bruce and your dad.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Dad. Anthony, how are you? You know, you've done a great job on the movie, and the response that we're getting up here from just seeing the trailer is amazing. I just got a chance to see it on the big screen, and I got to tell you, it is awesome.
Tell me, Anthony, you've been at a film festival all weekend, so you're busy all the time, right?
That's right, Jerry. You know, filmmaking is my passion and my love, and...
Well, it does show in this documentary, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you, yeah. I had the opportunity to go to this festival and compete with one of my other films, and a really neat thing happened. I showed the Fast Walkers trailer there to the film festival director, and they thought it was so neat that they really wanted me to show it on their big screen and talk about it a little bit, and that was a really neat experience to get to share some of the ideas in Fast Walkers with kind of a more mainstream audience.
Well, now, you know, your dad lives in Sholo, Arizona, in the theater there, independent theater group, but they have HD equipment. Surprise.
That's right, and that is really an exciting thing for me.
So they're going to be showing that on the 13th there in Sholo at the theater.
That's right. My dad hooked up with them up there in Sholo, and the theater got really excited about the project, about Fast Walkers. And he showed them the trailer, and fortunately, they just were excited about showing it in their theater, and we just got really great news that they're getting such great response up there in northern Arizona that they're actually not going to do just one screening, but they're going to actually hold it over for a week and see how it pulls during this season, which is their Christmas season, which is one of the most biggest.
Well, that is actually good news. I was trying to figure out how I was going to make it on the 13th. I have four or five shows slated that day already. But maybe I can drop in there during the weekend.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Maybe we can have another little ceremony in honor of our show.
That would be so neat. You know, we really appreciate the fact that we had you in our documentary. And to us, that lends a lot of credibility. And, you know, the support that we've had in the community so far has been tremendous.
Now you know, it's very interesting. I'm one of the few people that's seen this documentary ahead of time, and I do appreciate the opportunity. I was very, very carried away with it. It was a very professional job. It was as good as anything you would expect to come out of a major movie studio or a network.
Jerry, thank you. Those words are very nice to hear because... You know, we did work so hard on it for about 18 months, and, you know, it's hard to take that much time out of your life.
Right. Now, when I met you was in Laughlin at the UFO Congress. You guys set up in one of the meeting rooms, had a regular little studio there, and ushered a lot of people in, but you went other places too, right?
That's right. We had the opportunity to actually go and visit Stephen Greer's conference, the X conference, and had a wonderful experience there also. One of the things about this project that's been so eye-opening and such a great experience is that when I came into this, I wasn't really deeply involved in ufology or the extraterrestrial movement in any way. And now my view is quite different after being a party to all the information from all these experts. And that's just been a tremendous experience for me.
When we talk about your projects, what have you been involved in? I know you do work in Hollywood as well as Phoenix.
Well, I've done quite a few television commercials. I've done several independent films here in Arizona. Last year I helped a couple of people shoot a couple of different feature films. And I've done quite a few short films. But this is turning out to be probably one of the biggest projects I've worked on. This year I did work on a new movie that will be coming out soon, a major blockbuster. I worked in the lighting department on The Kingdom.
Oh, well, you're kind of taking after your dad. He wrote Safe Space as a piece of fiction.
Yep.
Basically, it's a very interesting concept, this whole organization that your dad put together.
It is. And it's kind of interesting because I'm involved in some other activities in my life, and I'm a martial artist. I've been involved in martial arts since I was about 10 years old. And one of the things that's always really interested me in martial arts is the mission of a lot of the martial arts is to have a more peaceful world through knowing yourself better, through having self-control and self-restraint, to not necessarily, lash out even if you're attacked and those kind of things. To have a better, deeper insight into yourself as a human being.
Bruce and Robert, hold on a minute. I'll be back with you, but I want to ask Anthony a couple more questions first while we have you on the phone. I know you're a pretty busy guy. And I appreciate you taking time to talk to us, Anthony. Why did you decide to do it in HD? And that was expensive.
It was expensive. And the HD format also is just becoming a mainstream format in production, which made our job quite a bit more difficult. But it was really important to us when we started this project, to start a project that could go out to a mainstream audience, to start a project that would be looked at, wouldn't be scrutinized for quality. We've got so many wonderful, credible witnesses and experts in our film that we feel that the production quality just lends to the credibility, doesn't take away from their credibility, and that was really important to us.
One final question. Were you in Phoenix in 1997?
I was.
Did you see the Phoenix lights, the gigantic triangle?
You know, I really wish I would have had that opportunity.
You were inside a sleep problem.
Yep. One other thing, if you'll allow me, Jerry, I'd really, really like to express my gratitude and thanks to everybody who's in this program. And I would just really hope that they like the program and how they're represented. It was important to us for them to be able to tell their stories in the way that they wanted their stories told. We didn't want to spin it. We didn't want to present it in a way that so many times in the media that they're countered or they're discredited, but we wanted to show them for all the research and all the work that they had done, and we sure appreciate that, and we're sorry that we weren't able to use more of everybody's interviews in the program, because we shot between 45 minutes and an hour of interviews with each person, and that's just a tremendous resource, and one of the hardest parts about the project was choosing what to use and what not to.
Well, maybe some of this other material you have will surface, you never know. We'll stay in touch. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, the name of the documentary is The Fast Walkers, They Are Here, UFO and Alien Disclosures, The Government Cover-Up Finally Exposed. They can order that DVD right here off the website. Then just click on the place and we have here and order it and pay for it with your credit card or a direct deposit or whatever. I've enjoyed it, guys, and I really appreciate your work.
Hey, thank you, Jerry. We're a small production company. The whole thing has been financed and produced out of our own pockets, and we appreciate the help that you've given us and the great program you've got and your audience.
Thanks very much, Jerry, from this side of the world. It's been great. You've made it real easy for us. I was a little bit nervous coming on because it's not something that I do frequently. And absolutely great host.
We're going to give him an A or a B. Anyway, I'll ask everybody here, how are we going to grade them? Hey, wait a minute. They all got their thumbs up. You guys did well. Thanks very much. I'll give this documentary, Fast Walkers, an A+. Now, wait a minute. Is that good? I would say that even if I were not in the movie. If you get a chance, see it at a theater near you in high definition. For instance, December 13th, that week, it'll be in Sholo, Arizona, Robert Miles' hometown. He has a big celebration going on that Wednesday night, but the movie will show right on through the weekend into the first part of the new week. If you'd like to get the DVD, simply click on the link to buy it here at shopjerrypippin.com. It's only $19.95 plus shipping. A bargain at this price, I'm here to tell you. so pick it up. Hey, our thanks to Jane Swartley for the post-production and James Smith, the general manager of the shopping site, for helping us with this DVD and making it available for everyone and helping us put this show together. Major credit cards, you can pay with your checking account at shopcherrypippin.com. Our time's up. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Until next time, cheers. The biggest secret ever is about to be revealed. Fast Walkers. UFO and alien disclosure.
Words you were never meant to hear.
It's clear we're dealing with a cosmic Watergate.
This is the biggest secret in the history of the human race, the known modern history of government.
Photos you were never meant to see. Video you never knew existed. People you were never meant to meet.
As Jack Nicholson would say, you can't handle the truth.
Essentially everything that you would want to know has been covered up.
Things you were never meant to know about.
No one has produced a higher quality, better produced DVD. Anytime. Anywhere. Fast Walkers, now available on DVD for only $19.95 at ShopCherryPippin.com.